end zone, Brett Phillips, and he knows them all inside out, Kingy. Thanks for hopping on at short notice, BP.
Thank you, boys. Good morning.
We are absolutely frothing at the prospect of seeing Johnny Millman against Roger Federer tonight. Is there any chance whatsoever?
Well, hopefully he's got those great memories, Sam, of the US Open, because that was an unbelievable night. I think back to that night and being there and, you know, Johnny was sweating it up. I remember the humidity that night. I've never seen Roger Federer actually sweat in his life apart from that night. It always looks fairly effortless for Roger. But is he a chance? Look, absolutely. You know, Roger's, 38. So I give him, it's not probably maybe a massive chance to replicate what he did at the US Open. Roger's looked pretty sound so far. But Johnny competes. Who knows what can happen? But I'm sure he'd love it out on Melbourne Arena with that parochial crowd. Gee, that was big last night for Kyrgios. So make some noise out there. It's a little more sort of subdued inside Rod Laver, but yeah, looking forward to it. Should be a beauty.
Key is open season on there with match winning deals. Before I hand over to Kingy, BP, what did you make of Nick Kyrgios last night? We saw, as we want to do now, we saw the very best of him in the first two sets, and then he had that implosion in the third that we thought might linger, but he knuckled back down and he got it done ultimately.
Yeah, no, I was really really pleased the way he reset. I was with Casey DeLacqua. We were commentating that last night. We're looking at each other going, gee, this is good. I mean, it's 6-4, 6-2. It's 4-2 in the third. This is pretty clinical from Nick. And then all of a sudden it just changed and he lost his way. He admitted after the match he lost his way for a bit. And then we were thinking, this could really fall apart here if history's any indication. But I liked the fact that he just was able to get back into his little bubble again and closed it out. I thought he did a really good job. So credit where credit's due. And as we know, it's a work in progress, that whole mental side with Kyrgios. But I was really pleased what he did last night. He's got Karin Khachanov next. That's going to be a big match. Actually, he was spent last night. He played a five set of this guy from Russia.
Yeah, I saw that.
He went to the ground when he won. Looked like he cramped up a little bit. He could hardly get up and actually shake his opponent's hand. So maybe Nick can be just a little bit fresher for that match, which will be tomorrow. I reckon they might squeeze another one on Melbourne Arena for Nick before maybe he's got to come inside RLA if he keeps winning.
BP, tell us a little bit about the 20-year-old Aussie Alexei Poprin.
Yeah,
tell us a bit about him. He's only a young man from Sydney, just getting going.
He's a gun, Kingy. He's ticking all the boxes. And, you know, this is a young guy. Was born in Sydney, but the family moved over to Spain. He grew up pretty much living in Spain through all his teens, played on the clay court, so he's honed his game on clay, got linked up to the Mouratoglou Academy in Nice in the south of France, and Patrick, the head of that, who coaches Serena, and he's in every player box. Patrick, you know, with Tsitsipas as well, so he's got a fairly sort of extensive relationship with a lot of players. Broke through, won the French Open boys singles on clay, the first Australian to do that in a very, very long time. He's got really, really good people around him, managed by a good team. His parents are closely in the camp there as well. And he's got just this beautiful, easy power. So I definitely wouldn't call him a grinder. He's just a sweet timer, big serve, big forehand. He's making some impact. Very different to Alex de Minaur in the way he plays, but I think these two are legit. They're going to feature right somewhere in that top 50 for quite some time. Well, yeah, Alex is already there, and Poprin's on his way.
Tough one for Alex next, isn't it, BP? He's got Medvedev, but Alex Bolt, gee, he lost no fans either against Dominic Thiem. Went down in five sets. That was a titanic clash.
Yeah, I mean, he's the second two sets, Bolt was unbelievable. And I think Thiem's quotes after the game were exactly spot on. And this is, and I was with Mark Woodford yesterday, fellow South Australian, and he looked at me and he said, this is what we know Alex Bolt can do. I mean, this guy's got enormous talent. He should be in double digits in the rankings. But it's interesting, when he went two sets to one up, we sort of looked at him and just his body language, it was sort of, oh, geez, I've got my nose in front here. He just took the foot off the pedal a little bit. I don't think Thiem rose his level to anything extraordinary. He just continued to play at the good level he does, Dominic. And Bolt maybe just dropped off a fraction, which, you know, the players down in that sort of ranking on the tour can do. So that's his challenge, to keep that really good level all the way through, particularly best of five, which is the toughest test.
BP, how are you seeing the overall tournament? I mean, in days gone by or in years gone by, we've had some issues with the crowd and all that sort of stuff. It seems like everyone's pretty well behaved. It's been a fantastic spectacle so far. We've got some Aussies still alive. It's fantastic.
Well, the Greeks have made a bit of noise, haven't they, BP? Big day for them today.
Yes, yeah, as long as they just keep it in check. I mean, they're doing it. And they had a great atmosphere. And I love the fact that Craig Tiley says, let the fans be the fans. I mean, obviously, there'll be some that step over the mark. But, You know, that atmosphere on Melbourne Arena last night was electric. And this is what is the great part about all the Grand Slams. They've all got their point of difference. You know, Wimbledon's a bit more subdued. The New Yorkers are just unbelievably, you know, out there. And the French are sort of like that soccer crowd on the outside courts. And Australia's a multicultural, you know, spread of lots of different supporters who come and really make the atmosphere. So I think the tournament has been, yeah, terrific so far. We've got through the backlog of matches. You know, we've lost a few seeds, but the best are still intact. There's maybe a few surprise packets that will come through, which happens at the Australian Open. So, you know, Ash Barty today, I think she's got her toughest test, guys. This girl, Lena Rybakina of Kazakhstan, she's jumped about 150-odd spots in the ranking. She belts the ball. Now, Ash sometimes, you know, can have a little bit of trouble with those sort of players, but she can absorb and redirect and then add her touch. So hopefully she'll get the better of Rybakina and get through to the fourth round.
Now, BP, I know we focus on the Aussies and for obvious and good reason, but aside from them, this is a tantalising match today, a really fascinating one. Coco Gauff, the 15-year-old that people are learning more and more about by the day, she's up against Naomi Osaka, the defending champ. This, on paper, could be anything.
Yeah, great matchup. We saw them at the US Open last year and Coco was, you know, pretty emotional at the end and I did an on-court interview together and I thought Naomi handled that beautifully. I'm really keen on to see where Osaka sits. I mean, she had a great rise, two Grand Slams after the Australian Open last year. I mean, she did nothing really in the Slams for the rest of the year and, you know, she went through three or four coaches. She's looked pretty sound here, but she wouldn't want to lose this match tonight to Coco, who will be keen to take her Scott. I mean, she's a 15-year-old playing like a 23, 24-year-old. I mean, she's got a, you know, a powerful game. She's got presence. She's got confidence. You can just see that inner confidence that she's got in her. So, yeah, good lead into Melbourne and Federer. That's a quality Friday night if you've got a ticket to RLA.
And if you like to watch your tennis with a fair serve of power, we've got Tsitsipas and Raonic as well. Should be an absolute cracker.
Yeah, I love Stefanos. His whole game is brilliant to watch from the back. He's a, you know, out of all these next gen players, I think he's almost the best equipped volleyer. So you've got to be that all court player. Big Milos, someone, you know, Sammy, no one's still ruffled that hair. It's just pristine, still in magnificent shape. He walked behind Milos Raonic, the biggest quad you've ever seen, and he is an imposing specimen. But he lost his way a little bit. Just with injury the last couple of years. He'll bang down plenty of aces today. I reckon Tsitsipas will get the better of him in the grand battles.
Are you tracking him all the way to stalactites, BP?
Kingy. I just stalk in the corridors at Melbourne Park. I just linger around the conversations and then just let him jump into the Kia car and don't follow him that far.
It's as good a day for schedule as you'll see, BP. Enjoy it. We'll be listening with interest.
Yep. Yeah, we'll have Barty live 11 o'clock on SCN this morning, so yeah. Let's hope she can keep going.
Indeed, let's hope so. And it's all thanks to Open Season at Kia, of course, match-winning deals and Australia's best seven-year warranty right across the range. And Ash Barty's third-round match all live, every single second of it, right here from 11 this morning on SCN.